Sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alik wa ashabiki ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alik wa ashabiki ya Nurallah. My Islam brothers and viewers on Madinah Channel, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me, saying salutations upon me on Friday, I shall intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Islam brothers and viewers of my channel. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masood, radiallahu ta'ala, a companion of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, states, he said that one day we were present in the court of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man arrived. Upon seeing us, this person had arrived, he got off his riding animal and he approached the court of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've come from a distance of 9 days. 9 days distance. But I covered this distance in 6 days. I remained thirsty during the day and I stayed awake at night. I traveled swiftly so that I could reach your presence as soon as possible. Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purpose of my arrival is essentially two questions that have deprived me of sleep and I simply seek the answers. You know, when I read this, before I continue, when I read this the first time, I thought to myself that this individual, he traveled for 9 days. A 9 day journey, he traveled for six days. Why did he travel that journey? Why did he make that journey? And according to what he said to the Prophet of Allah, said Allah, I made that journey just to ask you two questions. Just two questions. And he made all of that effort just to ask the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two questions. Nowadays, when it comes to us, to acquire the knowledge of the deen, we can get out of our house, we can travel to the local ishtamah, and rather than 9 days, maybe in 9 minutes we can get here. But unfortunately, we find the time, we don't realize the importance of it. Whenever there's an opportunity to acquire the knowledge of the deen, rather than, if I was to say to you that, you know, you had to go, for your weekly ishtamah was 9 days away from here, how many would you go? None of you would go. None of you would make that journey to acquire the knowledge of the deen. But when we see the people of the past, our pious predecessors, they would travel great distances. They would travel great distances. And I remember also reading just recently that there was one companion. He traveled to another country. So I can imagine how long that journey must have been. And it wasn't a supersonic plane at that time or anything like that. And he traveled that journey. Why? To listen to one hadith of the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And nowadays, acquiring the knowledge is so easy, and yet we refrain from it. So coming back to the event, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Zaid of the horses. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that you are not Zaid of the horses, but rather you are Zaid of goodness. He then said, ask what you wish to ask. Now that companion, he asked two unique questions. He said, what is the sign of the person who's liked by Allah? And what is the sign of the person who Allah Azza wa Jalla does not like? What is the sign of the person who is liked by Allah? And what is the sign of the person who is disliked by Allah? Now these were very unique questions. And normally you see in the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked a question, in most cases he would reply to the question with an answer. But in this particular case, he said to him, O Zaid, in what state did you find yourself this morning? Rather than answering the question, he asked him a question. What state did you find yourself this morning? He said to him, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it was the morning, my state was such that there was love for goodness and pious people in my heart. My heart desired to perform virtuous deeds. Then regarding any pious deed that I missed and I could not perform, I felt grief in my heart. And regarding the pious deeds I was able to perform, whether they were few or many, I became certain of receiving a reward for them. Meaning, He mentioned four states. Number one, the love for good deeds. Number two, the love for pious people. The desire to perform good deeds. And the remorse if a pious deed could not be performed. Upon hearing this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, O Zaid, this indeed is the answer to your question. This indeed is the answer to the question. If the hidden path of Allah regarding you were otherwise, Allah azza wa jalla would have made actions other than this easy for you. He would not care in which valley you perish. You know what a beautiful standard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has granted here. And every one of us should reflect on our own states. Do we have in our hearts a love for performing good deeds? Do we have a love for Allah azza wa jalla in our hearts? Allah forbid, is it the opposite of this? Meaning that we have, rather than have an inclination towards performing good deeds, we've got an inclination towards performing sins. Similarly, do we consider the pious people of the past? Do we look up to them? Do we respect them? Or astaghfirullah, are we amongst those people that do not respect the Ahlul Bayt? Are we amongst those unfortunate people that do not respect the companions of the Prophet of Allah? Then also reflect on ourselves. Do we feel joy and peace when we perform good deeds? Do we have a state of gratitude in our heart that when we perform a good deed, are we thankful to Allah? You enabled us to do this. Do we have it in our heart that, Ya Allah, thank you? Do we have that feeling inside our hearts? And if, for example, we are deprived of a pious deed and we cannot perform it, do we feel regret over it? If we come to the weekly ishtama on a weekly basis for 1 week, for whatever reason, we cannot come. Do we feel regret over not coming? Or is it, well, it's just another thing, isn't it? I've got some other thing to do. I ain't got anything to worry about. When an opportunity avails for you to perform a good deed, you don't perform it. And if we look at the month of Ramadan, in that month, there were so many opportunities for us to perform good deeds. The last 10 days of Ramadan, where we had the opportunity to spend them 10 days in itikaf. The odd nights where we had this hope and belief that inshallah, amongst these nights, will be the night of Laylatul Qadr. Do we feel, now that that time has passed, do we feel any regret? That gosh, maybe, you know what, I should have spent that time in itikaf. I wish during the month of Ramadan, I read more Quran. I wish during the month of Ramadan, I spent more time in the house of Allah. I wish I had that. Do we have any of that regret inside ourselves? And in most cases, it's not. We don't have them regrets. We don't have the regrets of missed opportunities. Unfortunately, we do have regrets of missed opportunities to earn more money. But we don't have any regrets of missed opportunities to earn more good deeds. And that is, again, how our mindsets have become. The month of Ramadan has gone and many of us have been thinking, you know what? I don't have to fast now for another 11 months. Yeah, I don't have to do this for another 11 months. And we're thankful that the month of Ramadan is gone, rather than being sorrow, having that sorrow inside ourselves that the month of Ramadan is gone and we've not achieved anything. It is stated that the pious people of the past, that they would do dua for 6 months after the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, whatever good deeds we did, accept them. And then they would do dua for the remaining 6 months. Ya Allah, bless us with the month of Ramadan. Nowadays, we just think, you know, we did it. We read the Taraweeh, we read the Quran, job sorted, don't need to do any more now. In many cases, we don't even have to go to the house of Allah now for another 11 months. Next year, we'll go to the house of Allah. I don't have to read the Quran for the next year. Next year, when Ramadan comes, I'll read the Quran. I don't need to read it anymore. And again, that's how our mindset has become. That when an opportunity comes to us to perform good deeds, rather than grabbing it and be thankful that we have the opportunity, we don't. And if we miss this opportunity, we're not upset. And this is something that we need to reflect upon. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Humayma radiallahu ta'ala that a person once asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is faith? What is iman? And he replied, when your pious deeds please you and your evil deed grieves you, then you are a perfect believer. When we commit a sin, and without a doubt we all commit sins. When we commit a sin, are we upset with ourselves? No, we say, don't worry about it. Nobody saw me. Nobody knows. It's gone now. It's finished now. And you hear even people say, oh, dekha jayega. We'll worry about it later. Is that what's become of us, that we'll worry about it later? And when is later? There is another hadith in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one whom his pious deed pleases him and his evil deed grieves him is a perfect believer. Allahu Akbar. You know that beautiful hadith in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what was your state in the morning? We should all reflect upon this. What is our state in the morning? When we get up in the morning. If we get up early, Do we get up early to go to the masjid to perform our Salat al-Fajr? Or do we get up early so that we can go and get them extra few hours and do some overtime? Or get our taxi and get them early customers that nobody else is getting there for? If we get up in the morning, do we open the Quran and read some verses of the Quran, try to get close, try to understand what our Creator wants of us, try to understand what the Creator is telling us, trying to get closer to our Creator? Or do we open up our social media and see how many likes and comments that we've got and reply to them comments in the hope that we can get closer to our followers instead? When we wake up in the morning, do we look at the day and think to ourselves, today is the day? What good deeds can I perform today? Where will I read my Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha? Is there an Ishtama happening today? Is there any Biyans happening today? Is there any courses happening today? Is there any Balaghan courses happening today? Is there any opportunity for me to perform good deeds today? Or do we get up in the morning and go look at the day and think, you know what? Where can I make some extra money today? Is that my goal of the day? Do we get up in the morning and have that fear inside us that, Ya Allah, keep us away from them places that are going to cause us to commit sins? Ya Allah, keep us away from them opportunities that might cause us to be in a place where we are going to be committing sin? Or do we wake up in the morning planning how, where, and when to actually go and commit them sins? That is the state that we need to look at ourselves. That where are we? What is our state in all of this? And when we see that, we realize that we're in a sorry state. Salu alal Habib. Allahu Akbar. The time of the morning is a very precious time. That time is where mercies and blessings descend. It is stated that it is a time for distribution of sustenance and the time to be occupied in the remembrance of Allah. Again, in the morning, when we get up in the morning, do we do our zikr and askar? Or do we switch on music at home whilst we're having our breakfast, or switch on music in the car whilst we're traveling to work? And rather than doing zikr and askar, we're singing along with the tunes that we're listening to in our cars and our homes. Again, it's something that we need to reflect upon. And if we see how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to spend his mornings, and we see how the pious companions used to actually spend their mornings, then it's something for us to reflect upon. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to wake up in the morning, he used to say, all praise is to Allah who gave us life after death and granted us the ability to wake up after sleep, and unto him is the return. You know, this mindset that even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to get up in the morning, he used to thank Allah. Praise Allah that Allah, you raised us from this. Because they say that sleep is like a minor, it's a form of death. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to thank Allah and praise Allah. You know, without a doubt, the sleep of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is completely different to ours. The sleep of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is completely different. Our sleep is heedlessness. Whereas the sleep of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was something, it's such an amazing thing. You know, I remember, it's just come to my mind now, I remember listening to this, that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, that he had the opportunity to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so many times in his dreams. And some people said that if you wanted to see the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your dream, then try and sleep in his bed. At the time of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, people would request that, Sayyidi, let us sleep in your bed. If we sleep in your bed, then inshallah azza wa jal, will be blessed with the visitation of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I remember hearing this of somebody, and a thought came to my mind, that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left the blessed city of Makkah with his closest friend and the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that night the enemies surrounded his house, and Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala slept in the bed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the thought comes to mind, what did he see during that night? What was the visitation that he saw during that night when he slept in the bed of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I do apologize, going away from the topic of the early morning. The scholars have said, regarding the morning, there are three types of people. One person consists of those who, upon waking up in the morning, become worried about earning wealth. They wake up in the morning and their concern is today that how can I make my money today? The second type consists of those whose hearts are inclined towards sins from the morning itself. From the moment they get up, the hearts are inclined towards committing sins. And the third type consists of those that when they wake up in the morning, have concern for the hereafter and desire to gain the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jalla in their hearts. Thus the servant who begins his morning in the worry of wealth, no matter how much effort he earns or how much effort he puts into it, he will not be able to consume what Allah Azza wa Jalla has written in his destiny. That person that has that mindset that I want to make money, I want to make money, I want to make money, there's never enough. Those people that become millionaires, they want to make 2 million. Those become 5 millionaires, they want to become 10 millionaires. Those that people that become billionaires, they want to become multi-billionaires. There's never enough. Now, I'm not saying to you that we should not strive to earn our money. Yes, we should. But that goal should not be that. That should be not should our ultimate goal is to earn money. No, our need is to earn money. Our goal should not be to earn money. Our goal should be to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. And again, this is where we are failing. If we look at how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how the companions and how the pious predecessors had their mornings, it's something for us to reflect upon. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that once in the time of the morning, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq presented himself in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, how did you find yourself this morning?" The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "My morning has been better than that person who neither found himself in a state of fasting, nor visited the sick, nor participated in a funeral." What a beautiful morning it is, it is stated, that every action of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unique on every occasion. And if we listen to the beautiful morning of the first Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, it's as if Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was trying to copy what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. It's narrated by Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that one day after completing the Fajr prayer, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Who is fasting today?" And Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I did not make the intention to fast, nor do I have such a plan." Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had the intention last night and I found myself fasting this morning." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked, "Who has visited the sick today?" Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we've only just completed the prayer and not even left the masjid. How could we have visited the sick so far?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my brother Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was unwell, and I first went to his house this morning to inquire about his health, and then I came to the masjid from there." Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "Who has given charity in the path of Allah today?" Now remember, it is at the time of Fajr. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have been present in your court since performing the Fajr prayer until now. In this situation, how is it possible for us to have given charity?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu replied, "O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when I reached the masjid after visiting Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf, a needy person was asking for help. My grandson was with me holding a piece of bread. I took it from him and I gave it to the needy person." Upon hearing this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Glad tidings of paradise befish you." You know, we spend our whole day where we don't do this. Our whole days go by where we don't do this. What a unique morning it was, that before the Fajr had even been formed, he had done this. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, that once Sayyidina Muad bin Jabal radiallahu anhu presented himself in the court of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet asked him, "O Muad, in what state did you find yourself this morning?" He said, "I find myself in the morning whilst having faith in Allah." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every claim has a proof. What is the proof that you have this faith inside you?" He said that whenever I have found myself in the morning, I presumed that I would not be able to see the evening. When the morning came, I said to myself that I might not be able to see the evening. And when I reached the evening, I thought that I would not see the morning. Whatever step I took thinking that this might be my last step. And upon hearing this, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you have gained true knowledge, so remain steadfast in these states. Again, something for us to reflect upon, that how do we wake up in the morning? What is our thought pattern in the morning? Sayyidina Mujahid, a great Tabi'i saint, states that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar advised me, saying, "O Mujahid, when you reach the morning, do not give your heart the hope of reaching the evening. When you reach the evening, do not hold the expectation of reaching the morning. Regard life as a gain before death. Regard health as a gain before illness. Indeed, you do not know what your name will be tomorrow, meaning whether people will say to you your name or they will say that you're the deceased person. And even today, this morning, I woke up and there'll be people here that'll know that, you know, a brother of ours, not very far from his brother passed away. He wasn't an elderly person. He was probably younger than me. And he probably woke up and they didn't know what had happened. I've not even found out so far, you know, what were the causes of his death. And maybe yesterday he was fine and healthy, and today he's no longer with us. It was submitted to Sayyidina Rabi bin Khatam radiallahu ta'ala that, in what state did you find yourself in the morning? He said, I have found myself this morning while being weak and a sinner, completing my sustenance and waiting for death. That he would wait for death. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, in what state did you find yourself in the morning? He said, if I have attained salvation from the fire, then I find myself in a good state this morning. These are the questions many people were asked. What state did you find yourself in the morning? Sayyidina Awais Karni radiallahu ta'ala was asked, in what state did you find yourself this morning? And he says, what do you ask regarding the state of that person's morning? When he reaches the evening, he does not know whether he will reach the morning. And when he reaches the morning, he does not know whether he will reach the evening. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu anhu was asked, in what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, I find myself this morning while my life is decreasing and my sins are increasing. Allahu Akbar. I remember, it comes to mind, a beautiful brother that we all know, Nur Bhai, who spent a lot of time here in Nur Madri. And I remember that when he accepted Islam and we went to Karachi and we were there with Nigrani Shura, and Nigrani Shura said to him that you're a very fortunate person. And he said to him, why? He said that your sins are less than mine, right? And Nur Madri said to him, how is that possible? And he said that you only recently became a Muslim. So all of your previous sins are forgiven. So you've only lived a certain amount of time in which to commit sins. And so every day that we live, you know, there's a chance that every day that we live, we're committing more sins. And are we repenting for them sins? Are we trying to look over them and try to commit more good deeds on that day? Or are we just worrying about it later? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi Ramutullah was asked, in what state did you find yourself this morning? He said, what is your opinion regarding that person who travels one stage towards the hereafter every day? That every day is one day closer to the hereafter. What would you say about that person? Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar Ramutullah, he was asked, how did you find yourself this morning? And he said, in what state will that person's morning be who is about to depart from one's house towards another house without knowing if his destination is paradise or hell? Allah, but these were the mindsets of the people that they used to do. That they had this mindset that when we wake up in the morning, what should our minds should be like? And again, I want you to think to yourself, me, I need to think myself, that what is my state when I wake up in the morning? A person was asked, because obviously before you wake up in the morning, you need to go to bed. A person was asked, with what intention should a person wake up from bed in the morning? He replied, first think about the state in which you slept. Then ask about waking up. He said, ask about waking up later. First reflect upon the state of sleeping. A person should be mindful of four things before sleeping at night. Number one, no one's right should be extending on his part. If anyone's right is due upon him, he should fulfill it. Meaning if you've hurt anybody's feelings, if you take the right of somebody, then you need to fulfill them. Number two, none of the obligatory acts should have been missed. For example, you know, tonight before you go to sleep, make sure that you've read your Salat al-Isha. Number three, he should sleep after repenting for all of his sins. But during the day, make sure that before you go to sleep, you repent from all your sins. Reflect on your deeds during that day. And then he stated, the pious people of the past have said that you should sleep after you have written your will. So again, this is how we should look at ourselves. That before we go to sleep, do we repent from the sins that we've committed as well? Amir al-Sunnah in his Pious Deeds booklet, he states, he encourages us to read 2 rakat Salatul Tawbah every night. Please either download the app on your phone or get the card if it's available. Many people have it on the phones now. This is a way of reflecting on your life. Before you go to sleep at night, 6, 7, 8 minutes is all it would need to go through that booklet and reflect on yourself. Reflect on which direction you are going. Reflect on what you've done today. Reflect on what you should have done today. But just looking at them, question, do you think, yes, I've not done that, but I'll try and do it tomorrow. Oh, I've done that. I shouldn't have done that. Ya Allah, please forgive me. Reflect on your life. Think about where you're going. And I've said it so many times, you need to assess which direction your life is going in. We're not very far from the M62 here. If you get on the M62 and you head west, you know you're going to end up in Liverpool. You head east, you know you're going to end up in Hull or Bradford or something like that. Same with your life. Ask yourself, which direction is my life going in? If I carry on going like this, am I heading in a direction where I'm pleasing my Creator? Am I heading in a direction where, inshallah, azawajal, I can pray and be hopeful that I'm amongst those fortunate people that are going to enter into paradise without accountability? Or am I living my life in such a way that unless I sort myself out, unless I get off and make the U-turn in my life, unless I get off at the next junction and turn around, the direction that I'm going in at the moment, where am I going to end up? And these are the things that we need to look at ourselves. We need to look at ourselves. A pious person states two things that are essential for the one who has attained the morning. First, peace. When you wake up in the morning, you need to have peace in your heart. And the second thing that you also need to have is fear. Peace in the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant you sustenance. And fear in the fact that, alas, will I be able to fulfill the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla today or not? The servant who attains these two states is granted two blessings. Number one, he becomes content. And number two, he has the sweetness of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are the things that we need to try and strive towards. That express gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jalla when you wake up in the morning. Be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla that Allah has given you this opportunity. And look for opportunities. Look for opportunity to perform good deeds. You know, there's this thing I was reading, and I've shared it with quite a few brothers. They call it the red car scenario. Yeah? If I was to say to you today, how many red cars have you seen? You probably won't. You probably think, well, I must have seen them. But I don't know how many I've seen. But if I say to you, look, tomorrow, for every red car that you see, I'll give you £10. Then tomorrow you're going to be looking, and at the end of the day, you're going to say, I saw 6 cars. I saw 8 cars. I saw 10 cars. And you come for that money. These people have said that opportunities are like them red cars. The opportunities are there if you look for them. The red cars have always been there. You just not noticed them. Now all of a sudden when there's £10 per red car, you're looking for them. In the same way, performing good deeds are there. They're always there. The opportunity to perform good deeds are always there. But are you looking for them? Are you looking for them on a daily basis? That what opportunities have I got to perform good deeds today? Unfortunately, rather than looking for red cars, we're looking for black cars. And I mean that rather than looking for opportunities to perform good deeds, many of us are looking for opportunities to perform sins. And again, that's a question that we need to ask ourselves. What is our mindset? And I keep on saying this whenever I've had the opportunity to come here, that I may look like a Muslim, I may dress like a Muslim, I may have this and this, and I may look like him, but do I think like a Muslim? And a Muslim is here, why? We've been created to please our Creator. Yes, we live in this dunya. We have to go through this dunya. And people have given the example that this dunya is like you're on a ship. You have to travel through this dunya to get to your destination. But the problem happens is when the dunya gets inside you, when the sea gets inside the ship, you sink. And they say when the dunya gets inside us, we sink. We need to look at our lives, assess our lives, look at what direction we're going in. Assess our current situation and make that change before it's too late. None of us is getting younger. Every one of us in this room, this day has passed and this is one day less that we are going to be in this dunya. Every day that we have passed is one day closer to that time when the angel of death will meet us. Every day that passes is one day closer to when we're going to be entering our dark and lonely grave. How many days have we got? We don't know. But we know every single day that goes by is one day less to please our Creator. Don't waste that time that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. Be thankful that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us, but try and make that change inside your life. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I've said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah give me and you the ability to think about what I've said, to act upon what I've said, and to pass this message on to others as well. Ameen bijahin nabi. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sunnah inspired bayan. Through this sunnah inspired bayan, we learn to live, to love, forgive, and quietly give. Sunnah inspired bayan.